Hello everyone. My name is Oliver, and I'm currently the director of the City History Museum. I'm here today to share my rather unconventional career journey. People always assume I studied history, or maybe fine art at university, which makes sense for someone in my position. Actually, though, I took a degree in economics, much to my parents' surprise. I had a head for numbers and business, so it seemed like the logical choice at the time.
After graduating, I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. I sent out applications to a publishing house and a PR agency, but I eventually took a graduate role at a marketing firm. It was an incredibly fast-paced environment and taught me a huge amount about consumer behaviour, tight deadlines, and target audiences.
A few years later, I decided to challenge myself and transitioned into the advertising sector. Initially, I thought I'd be writing scripts for TV commercials or perhaps designing traditional print media. But my main responsibility turned out to be managing digital campaigns for various corporate clients. It was demanding, but I learned how to track engagement and reach millions of people online.
Despite the success, I started feeling unfulfilled. Advertising paid very well, and I had flexible hours, which was a nice bonus. However, what I really craved was creative freedom, and that was something I just wasn't getting while strictly following the demands and promoting the products of corporate clients. I wanted to promote something I genuinely cared about.
So I decided to merge my business skills with my lifelong love for culture and heritage. I volunteered as a tour guide initially, just to get my foot in the door, and secretly hoped to become an exhibition curator one day. Instead, because of my organisational background, I was offered a paid position as an events coordinator at a city museum.
It was a steep learning curve, but I quickly realised my corporate background gave me a unique advantage. Many of my new colleagues in the art sector were brilliant historians, but struggled with budgets and spreadsheets. While I certainly lacked their deep academic background, the financial planning I had mastered in the corporate world proved incredibly useful when organising large-scale museum events on a tight budget.
Over the next 5 years, I gradually took on more leadership and management duties. Like many cultural institutions, the museum relied heavily on government grants, which unfortunately were facing severe cuts. By applying my old advertising and pitching skills, I managed to secure several major sponsorships from local businesses, and this success ultimately led to me being appointed as the museum director.
Stepping into the role of director meant my priorities shifted completely. While academic research and expanding the collection size are always vital to a museum's prestige, my primary focus right now is improving public engagement. I want to ensure that our local community actually feels welcome here and sees the museum as a relevant part of their daily lives.
To achieve this, we had to modernise the way we presented our history. We phased out the old audio guides, which were severely outdated, and while we still offer excellent guided tours, the introduction of interactive exhibits has been the real game changer in attracting younger visitors and families. They want to touch and experience history, not just look at it behind glass.
If anyone listening is looking to follow a similar career path, you will often hear people say that passion or patience are the most critical traits for success. While they certainly aren't wrong, I'd argue that adaptability is the absolute most important quality you can possess. The cultural sector is constantly evolving, and you need to be able to pivot your strategies at a moment's notice to survive.